Today we're going to be talking about the Boone Area Veterans Center. I think I got that right. Fred Greiner joins us today.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in. Steve Cunningham.
Good morning, Jim.
How you doing?
I'm blessed, and you?
I'm enjoying the weather a lot, and it's going to turn more summery. But it's going to be what we're going to talk about, really, is the Boone Area Veterans Center. This has been a work in progress, Fred, I think a couple years.
Yes, I believe a couple years ago, Jim, I was here actually talking about the Freedom Rock and the pavers, but that subject came up about something in the future may happen. And at that time, the thought was of combining the American Legion, VFW, and the Marine Corps League under one umbrella in one brand new building. So we were looking for a site, and that first site fell through, but we found a second site, and that's kind of what we want to talk about.
We're up to that point
today.
We're up to that point right now. People need to understand that it is a collaborative effort going together, the VFW, the Legion, and the Marine Corps League. This is something that they've been talking about.
Yes, and what occurred then, actually we were incorporated as the Boone Area Veterans Center on March 28th of this year. And a few weeks later, a board was elected, with three board members being from the VFW, three from the American Legion, and one from the Marine Corps League, based on their membership.
Sure.
Is how that was done. But all the paperwork and everything was done, and then Kruk Plumbing and Heating has conveyed 807 6th Street to the Boone Area Veterans Center. So the process of demolishing the building, which is not structurally sound, is what we're working on right now.
It is a big old building, though.
Yes, it is. People may remember it as the Vogler Neiman car dealership many years ago, and Tri-Lite. And
Tri-Lite was there, yeah.
And several, maybe some other businesses in between.
But so you guys have acquired it, so now we're in the process going for demolition, and we can talk about the structure and stuff. But Steve, from your standpoint, and this is something, seeing all the veterans organizations going together, and I know you collaborate with them quite a bit in the services you provide. This is a good thing?
Oh, it's an awesome thing. The biggest thing is getting veterans together. When we get veterans together, they start talking to each other, and they start realizing there's other benefits out there, and that's what we're all about, is actually providing veterans with the benefits they earned why they were deployed, or why they were on active duty, or why they were part of the Iowa National Guard, the Marine Reserve, the Army Reserve, Air Force Reserve, because we have so many veterans that are not getting the benefits that they should be. And so I think by doing this, it'll provide us a place that we can actually come together, have functions, which will be awesome, you know, instead of, you know, putting them here or there, you know, functions. And so it'll actually be something that veterans can call their own, you know. And so I think, it's phenomenal. I got a few ideas that we can do, possibly bringing the VA down to do some, you know, clinics and stuff like that for us, since we have a place. And the way it's going to be set up will really accommodate those needs. So I think it's a win-win-win for the veterans and for the community, especially for the community. It's going to be awesome. It really is.
One of the things in the past, Fred, that you had mentioned was we try to keep, we're looking at kind of public accessibility, really, is something. Now, it's going to be our location for our different veterans organizations, but it is going to be like a sports bar.
Yes.
Reception hall.
Exactly. It'll be open to the public, and there'll be daily hours. Hasn't been fully decided yet by the board, but what those hours will be, and I would guess they'll be closed a day, maybe 2 days out of the week. But it will be open to the public to attend any of the dinners that may happen by the auxiliaries or by the VFW itself or by the BAVC, as we refer to it. It'll be open to the public, and during the day, the public's welcome to come in.
they go to a lot of them already anyway. some of the, judging by the number of people who show up for the breakfast at the VFW over here, I'm going to say that's one of the.
Oh yes,
it's huge.
We visited Waverly, Iowa, and they combined theirs several years ago, and they have tremendous support from the community in attending all those events and help raise a little money for each organization.
I think one of the things, and people have their thoughts about the VFW, the Legion, and you know what they're doing. It's changing. Our membership is changing. Is that going to be the easiest way to describe that?
It really is. The number of veterans today, I think we have one veteran left in Boone County from World War II. And obviously, all the Korean War veterans are up in age.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is declining. And with Vietnam, there weren't as many that served there. And then any wars after that. So the declining amount, number of veterans is part of the reason for the consolidation and to have a new building that's handicap accessible. That's all part of the reasons for doing what we're doing.
I'm taking a look at this, Steve. And that is one of the challenges you have because you are getting younger veterans. Well, our veterans are aging out, but we're getting new ones added in. And they just don't meet the same way.
Yeah. If you look at the makeup of our veterans, we've been with the Gulf War, Desert Shield Storm, and it's gone on and gone on and getting gone on since September 1990. And so especially with the Iowa Guard, the Reserves, the Marine Reserve, Navy Reserves, a lot of those reservists have deployed and has, served their country. And so, yeah, we have a lot of individuals that are coming up in the ranks. It's hard to say or believe that our Vietnam veterans are now 70s and their 80s, going on their, mid or early 90s. So we are getting a lot of younger veterans, and the biggest thing I see with this is that a veteran is one person, mm-hmm. but the people who support that veteran are many people. And when you look at the family, you look at the wife, the kids, you look at the parents, you look at the neighbors that help out those veterans when they're deployed. Because in the Army, you leave. The Reserves, the National Guard, you're here, you're deployed. Well, they still have a home. They still have, and so there's a lot of people that support our veterans. And the support we have from Boone County for our veterans is phenomenal. I just can't share that enough, And so when we talk about a veterans organization, even though an individual might not have been a veteran, I almost guarantee you there's every person has supported a veteran one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. So, Fred, we've got a board, the Boone Area Veterans Center. BAVC. I'll keep working on that. Get it down. The board is set up for it. It just so happens our chair for the board happens to be deployed right now. Mike Gibbs, who is also one of our veteran commissioners. Yeah. So he's deployed, but we have the makeup of, again, both the VFW, the Legion, and they are working to go forward with this. So what are our steps? What are we looking at? You've acquired this property now.
Well, and obviously get it, the building demolished, and hopefully they can start in about 2 weeks. And then there'll be a sign going up with probably an artist rendering of the building that we're looking at, which will be somewhere between 12 and 13,000 square feet, with the sports bar on the one side mm-hmm. and a large venue on the other side and a board meeting room. And there'll be parking on both the north side and over on the east side. But the biggest thing is the board is working on establishing the marketing and fundraising mm-hmm. materials, because it is the intent to raise all the money before we start construction, because to have debt, it would not be feasible to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been great support in this community, as Steve said, for veterans with the Freedom Flights that were done several years ago, and the amazing support from the people of Boone and Boone County. We really feel that the money can be raised with some in-kind donations from various companies that we can raise this money and hopefully get started. It may take a year, may take 2 years before we can get started, but we need to raise the money first.
Well, we do know supervisors, this past week you made a presentation to them, and they've allocated some of their local option sales tax dollars they use for community betterment. They thought, this is a good one. They gave you some money out of this fiscal year and some into the next fiscal year to at least get started. It's $10,000, but it is $10,000.
Yes, because and we have to raise other money just to demolish the building, which we can do and have already. But the support of the county supervisors, along with the city of Boone, they're stepping up to the plate too. This will really help us get started, and we were happy to have their input and their support.
Okay, so demolition first, and then working with, I mean, folks, we do have some local contractors that we've been visiting with. Architect Jim Tomatich, people are very familiar with him.
Jim, Graybaugh Construction.
Yep.
And Kruk Plumbing and Heating, who conveyed us the building. They'll be involved, and also Baker Electric. Craig is a veteran. He's going to be involved, and others are welcome to, you know, come and talk to us anyway. And
sure,
we have a couple or companies actually that are competitors are going to work together on this project. And again, it's because of the support, and it's for veterans.
And in the long run, for the Veterans Center to do this. So people are going to ask, well, what about the other places? We don't have to go into a lot of detail, but work is, obviously, we know the Legion Cabin has probably seen its better day. I'm going to say we got our money's worth out of that.
Well, you know, the VFW, I think, is 120 years old, and the log, American Legion Log Cabin's about 105 years old. And so there really hasn't been decided by each organization yet what's going to happen there. Obviously, people recognize that log cabin, it's been around a long, long time. So there's some major decisions that need to be made, what the best usage for that building, or what do you do with the building.
Sure. So still work in progress, and those individual groups have to decide what they're going to do.
Yeah, they will have to decide. The Marine Corps League has been using the American Legion for their meetings. Okay. So there isn't a building that they have to be concerned about there.
But again, it's part of this. Now, I know that one of the questions comes up. We call it the Boone Area Veterans Center. But we do have other groups in the county, other veteran groups in the county. Still, they're individual, but obviously, they would be welcome to probably show up and visit with you.
They'd be very welcome. I believe there's a VFW in Madrid, and then also an AMVETS in Madrid.
Yeah,
and that's part of Boone County. And
sure,
they're more than welcome to come.
We'll visit and see what's going on. So, because they all have their other thing. And Steve, you just like to be able to have them all come to a centralized location. Makes it a little bit easier to. I mean, it would be nice if they would come in and visit with you sometime.
Yeah. With them all together, it will make it a little bit easier. And I think, you know, 2 years ago we talked about it. Now we're starting to do a few things. I think 2 to 5 years down the road, we'll be surprised how successful this center is and how it brings our veterans and our community together. And it is a county thing. It really is. You know, once in a while we focus on Boone because Boone's the biggest part, but we don't want to forget Ogden. We don't want to forget Madrid. You know, we don't want to forget the surrounding areas, and because, you know, they are our veterans. If you look at our commission is made up and are separated. You know, Boone, we got one from Boone, we got one from Ogden, and we got one from Madrid. And Madrid's no less important than Boone is, and Boone is no more important than Ogden is, you know. And then, of course, we got a few surrounding small communities around, you know. And
sure.
So it will be an opportunity. Now, I'm going to have an office there, but but I'm not moving my office there. It's been brought up already that we're moving our office there, and no, we are not moving our office there, but it will be available, so when there are people there, we have resources to share and everything else, because, again, it's getting the word out, and this being the community, you know, there's going to be people coming in, you know, the 70s and the 80s, but I'm, you know, I don't have anything. I don't want to take away from other people. And then we share with them, no, you're not taking away from them. You know, you're getting benefits that you should be getting. And by you not getting those benefits, we're not getting those dollars that we should be getting. So, yeah, I think it's a win-win situation bringing people together. So.
So, Fred, we know we're going to get some drawings eventually out there, things like that. What's the process for people if they want to find out, I would like to contribute, I would like to come up with a way, ideas, because you're going to kind of be handling a lot of the fundraising opportunities.
Well, and in they've started, we're developing a website and developing a Facebook page, and then there'll be marketing materials with, for instance, different giving levels and how they want to participate. And we'll be calling on all the businesses we possibly can and individuals to support this. And I believe Steve's office is going to send out letters to all the veterans in Boone County.
Make them aware. Yeah.
And make them aware of the need. And it's just going to take a little bit of time. But
we'll get there.
Yes, I sure believe we can. And we'll finish up the drawings, and then you'll be people of Boone and Boone County will be hearing more about it and how they can participate and support.
Well, the one big thing is we want them to know after 2 years, the idea was, it just kind of came up a couple years ago. You had come in, up in Waverly is where you had seen probably one of the first ones.
Yes, that was after their flood of 08.
Yeah.
They sat for quite a few years, and then finally they all joined together under one umbrella. And it's worked out fantastic, and great support from the community. And they've been a big help to us to help understand the process of what we have to go through to get this accomplished. Because we have formed the BAVC as a 501c19, which falls under a little different veterans organizations.
Sure.
So that means any contributions will be tax deductible.
Okay. And it's, again, that's the way we've got it set up now. And I'm pretty sure there are probably others around the country, but these are the one that's the one we've kind of, you got that idea from, and does this fit us? And after our VFW, our Legion, our Marine Corps League started talking about it, I go, this is something.
Yeah, very feasible. Winona, Minnesota, Winona Area Veteran Center, they have it. And there's others that are looking at it. Just with the amount of consolidation going through every business, this is just part of it. With the declining number of veterans and looking towards the future, this is the direction you have to go to attract families and all veterans to one place.
Well, people be looking for the website, Facebook page, so more information will be coming out. But if you need get any questions answered, get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They can call me. Mike Gibbs, obviously, is deployed, and he's the chair. Louis Wolfgram's the first vice chair. And Matt Jones, who's going to retire from the Guard here in July, he's going to be the second vice chair. And Rob Gorsch, any one of us can be contacted, and I think we can get their questions answered.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.